It's so weird how I feel like I can talk to you better when you're asleep. But it's kind of weird because even though your eyes are shut, are you really asleep? Only you know that. But still, I feel like I can talk to you. It's easier saying things to you that are harder for me to say when you're awake. I'm scared. Scared because I feel like, what if you find something out about me that you don't like? And you decide to leave? You know that I haven't been with a lot of people. But in every person that I'm with, I'm myself. And in the past, sometimes it hasn't been enough. And naturally, I always think it's me. Granted, you know I'm not perfect. And you know I make mistakes. But I'm my own worst critic. And I'll pick myself apart thinking I did something wrong. But in the end, sometimes I feel like that's what they want. I've never really known someone to be passionate with me. The only thing I've ever known is someone just looking to get off. Something to do something so they get something in return. Always one-sided. Never a partnership or a team or something like that. There was always some incentive or some kind of thing behind it. But with you, it's different. And it scares me to death. I mean, you make me breakfast and you bring it to me in bed. And you don't care that I eat slow. I mean, you eat slow too. You don't care about my quirks. You don't care about my stupid things of how I read magazines from back to front. Of how I don't like blue cheese on salad and I'll sit there and pick it out until it's gone. That I can't stand scallions on something and I'll sit there and pick that out because I don't like that either. Instead of thinking it's a flaw, you think it's cute. Even the fact that when I'm cutting meat, I look like I'm killing it. You don't even care. You just laugh and smile. I've never known that. And when we're in bed together, you're so tender and you're so passionate. I've never known that either. And someone taking their time, who's so incredibly slow, it makes me wonder if it's going to take all night. And then you flood my mind with senses and my whole body gets overloaded in pleasure that all sense of time and where I am goes out the window. And the only thing I know of is how I feel and that I'm with you. And that's what I like the most because you make all the worries go away. The stresses go away. The tensions go away. The stupid problems that everybody deals with on a daily basis. It doesn't even exist when I'm with you like that. Somehow you make it all disappear. And then every time after we're done, You hold me so tight to you. Your arms wrapped around me real close. And I fall asleep like that. And I've woken up several times and you're still like that. You don't know how incredible that makes me feel. You're safe and loved and protected. And I love it. I wonder if you're awake, tending to be asleep. It doesn't matter. So Beth, it gets to tell you this with your eyes open, but you're the best thing that has happened to me for a long time. And I don't want to lose you. You keep telling me all the time that you're fine. That you're not going to do anything. Because you know my past and you know what's going on. It scares me as I believe you and have started to let myself believe you. And you just fit so good in my life. You make it better than what it already is. I just hope you're around for a while.